live and everything.
All right, I hope everybody had a good day. And if you didn't, you already know God is still God. All right, it's been one heck of a day. Oh, my. But that's all right. I'm just going to keep it rocking and rolling because, Lord have mercy, when I say when it, you already know the saying, when it rains, it pours. But I'm just blessed that I'm able to be able to have breath and be able to still have joy despite whatever's going on in my life. And that's one thing I want to do, you know what I mean, when I, with this show, is to encourage others. Despite what's going on in our nation right now, I still want y'all to remain optimistic. I still want y'all to know that God is still God, and I still want y'all to know that we have to pray through this situation because you know he's only going to give us the strength to go through it or bring us out of it. So it's either or. So therefore, just keep that hope alive. Please keep hope alive. You know what I mean? Situation to turn around or just keep praying for God to do whatever his will is. Whatever it is, that's what it is. I just pray on it, period. But all right. So, it's that time of year. Y'all know it's Christmas time, but not even just Christmas time. This is just the holidays. We're on the holidays, so this is the time to give, you know, to not just to your own, but you have so many out there that are don't have. So whether it's coat, you can, you know what I mean? Anything that you do have, just try and donate to someone else. Just try to donate to an organization, a church, something. Unfortunately, I know I would love to do something like that, but, you know, time is coming. They said no time like the present, right? But everything happens for a reason, and I believe that, you know, in due time, I definitely will be able to. So for all my listeners out there, I thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. For all those who want to call in to the station, it's 323-642-1559. Once again, it's 323-642-1559. Hopefully everyone had a blessed day. My business is filled with making phone calls and running my yacht. That's what you got to do when, you know what I mean, when you're trying to get things done. You got to be out there. You got to be, got to definitely network, as what they say, network. All right. Just like I said, it's a crazy time right now in our nation. There's a lot going on with the president we do have, but we also have our own stuff that's going on right here in Delaware. Especially when you come to corruption, because when I tell you, it is so much corruption going on in this little state of Delaware, and you will never know about it because they don't really put everything, so it's like you have to try to find some type of news. You know, you have to find someone that's willing to bring the news or broadcast the news to the people. So that's where I come into play. Because I'm just tired of the corruption, and I'm just tired of these politicians and the ones in, you know, the big positions, the high officials, whatever you want to call them, them pretty much taking advantage of the ones who are less fortunate and the ones who are not connected, as I should say, with connected with the officials. It shouldn't be like that. They're in this position because the officials are the ones that got them there. So when are they going to, you know, do their jobs as they say? They always run a slogan talking about stuff. Oh, I'm for the people. Okay, if you're for the people, then why are you not trying to help the people? But I don't know, but it's definitely this one church. It's called Victory Church, I believe it is. And they have been protesting and going to City Hall for the homeless. And he's trying to get tiny houses built. Now, it's an epidemic that's definitely going on in Delaware right now. with the homeless. So I definitely take my hat off to Sarah Victory Church. He's doing an amazing job. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And if anyone supports it, by all means, please. Because I believe the mayor, because it says, I believe I read an article where it says that the mayor, he's going to get the wheels rolling on the homeless plan for the state of Delaware, for Dover, Delaware. And I'm hoping that he does. So it's pretty much, they have a lot of abandoned buildings in Delaware. And, I mean, they're just property that's sitting there. Even like on, if you go into Smyrna, it's this building that's just been sitting there for so long, for so many years. It's a lot of abandoned properties. And most of the time, people are not able to get those properties to, you know, turn them over into either shelters for the homeless or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, the city, they don't allow people to get those. You have to bid on those contracts. So it's just so much wrapped up into Dover. But I'm just hoping that they do what they have to do in order to get the ball rolling. I mean, the mayor came out in the papers and said he's going to get the ball rolling on the homeless plan. So, good. Just got to see what is the stipulations of what's going to transpire. But to the pastor at Victory Church, keep doing what you're doing. Pastor Aaron, keep doing what you're doing. It's definitely good to see. It's refreshing, and it's refreshing to see a younger generation, you know, pushing so hard to do something for someone else. It's not too many pastors that we have out here that are in Delaware that are pushing to do. I don't know. I haven't heard of any besides him. That's the only one I've heard making any type of noise, trying to do something else for someone else besides themselves or trying to get money into the church. He's trying to give out. He's putting out. I mean, he feeds the church 7 days a week as well, too. So for anyone out there who knows anyone who's homeless or whatever, Victory Church on Route 8, Pastor Aaron, they feed the homeless 7 days a week. It doesn't matter. You don't have to sign up for nothing. He just says to anybody to come down there. I mean, they even have a clothing drive and a food pantry. So that's a blessing. That's definitely a blessing to hear. Now, let's talk about our own corruption that's going on in Delaware, starting with Governor Jack Markell. Like I said, I created this station to inform, to encourage, and to motivate. And when I mean motivate, because we have to start fighting for what we believe in, but not only for what we believe in, for what's right. As long as it's right, because you have a lot of politicians that want to pretty much, you know, shut us down and don't want to hear from us, and they'd be like, oh, well, we ignore them, they're going to go away. Don't do that. Keep fighting. Keep writing your papers. Keep calling them. Trust me, they're going to have to do something in order for, you know, they're going to have to do something, either fix the problem or they're going to have to continue to hear you. So got to be persistent, because persistence eventually will pay off. I know it gets rough and it gets, you know, disheartening sometimes, but you have to keep the faith and know and trust that you're riding on the truth and the truth shall prevail. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. It just depends, unfortunately. But at the end of the day, you still got to keep hope alive. Got to keep hope, because it's like I said, without hope, there's no life. So I know it gets to the point where you're like, oh my gosh, is anything going to happen? Is this going to happen? And then there you go. You never know. And then thing happens. Not when you want it, but you know it's always on time. It's always on time. Now, Governor Jack Markell. Governor Jack Markell retaliated against myself and another client of Gilchrist because of, just like what I said, of writing and pretty much calling his office back to back, of what was transpiring, because he retaliated against us for confirming Gretchen C. Gilchrist to be a commissioner at the Kent County Family Courthouse. Now, this woman not qualified for the position, period. On her client's paperwork, she put wrong social security numbers over and over and over. I mean, he had all this evidence before confirming her. So he had an option. He could have had an option to not confirm her based on that evidence, not just these were facts. This was based on facts. All this evidence are facts that were proven because all the papers were brought to his attention. But he chose not to go on evidence, on facts. He just chose to go on, oh, well, I already said I was going to do this because, like I said, that nomination, that conferment was a favor for a favor from Brad Eby and Governor Jack Markell. Only way I say Brad Eby is because no one in Delaware knew of Gretchen Gilchrist. She was pretty much a nobody. Nobody knew her. Even Abby of Governor Jack McCall's office says she never knew her or knew of her until her name came up for nomination. I mean, I thought you, in order for you to be nominated, you're supposed to be vetted for a certain amount of time or something. What do they do, just pick people and just say, okay, well, let me just put this one here? This woman's experience for 17 years was in Pennsylvania. So why in the world is she a commissioner in Delaware? She has no, she's not knowledgeable of Delaware laws. I mean, for instance, with her other client, she put all this wrong information. She sent wrong documentation to companies when she's supposed to be trying to get her client's alimonies or, you know, spousal support. She's sending wrong documents to the companies, and she's having the companies write her back talking about some, well, you need to do some research. I mean, this is who we have on, this is who we have for a commissioner. This is exactly who we have for a commissioner. Who wants that? Not even that. She lied on her application where it stated if she received any type of financial holdings or any type of finances from any source, would that source have any conflict with her appointment? That woman put no. She should have put yes. She knew people was going to have a problem with her being appointed, especially after she's doing what she's doing to their paperwork. Come on now. Come on now. She is wrong for that. Very wrong. But Governor Jack Markell, he doesn't care. So, therefore, now it's on the court head. Judge Newell, excuse me. Now, it's on his head as well as Melissa Ziegler. Whereas Melissa Ziegler said, Melissa Ziegler, she is the director of operations for Kent County Courthouse. She said she has nothing to do with that. So it falls under the chief judge of Kent County Family Court. So the chief judge of Kent County Family Court is Judge Newell. Now, Judge Newell is new in there. He is not one of the judges that signed off on my when all the judges recused themselves. He is not one of the judges. He was not in that courthouse. So he's a new judge himself, also, that was appointed, come to find out. So this judge is new. He just newly got appointed. He's a chief judge. So, now, I've been trying to contact the same judge, and this judge is refusing to contact me or even his secretary, anybody, to contact me. I sent messages. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing until I hear from him, because he has to know who he has in his, you know, under his care, or whatever you call it, under him, because he's in charge of the commissioners and the mediators, because he's the chief judge. They have to go through him for anything. So, I'm going to make sure I'm going to keep calling. Yes, they be hanging up on me and stuff, but I don't care, because at the end of the day, it's wrong. I don't want her to affect someone's life that she affect mine as well as her other clients. It's not right. The woman did not do things the right way. She did things the wrong way. She gave wrong advice that ended up resulting in my child not being with me. So, definitely got to let them know. Even when she went missing,
this lady was nowhere to be found because she was too busy campaigning for Brad Eby instead of being her, making herself available for her client. I mean, how can you be a one-woman show because it was only her up in there doing her, all that work by herself with all those clients? That's why she was missing deadlines. That's why she. That's probably why she was nothing. Not even that. She should have had more. She should have had more help. She should have more help, but not even that. She should have been precise in what she was doing with people's work, especially if she knew it was just her. Honey, she should have double-checked, triple-checked, quadruple-checked, check that work before she sent it out. That company's writing her back talking about something. She needs to do her research before she sends paperwork in there. Now, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing on her. She the one looking like a fool. Because she's supposed to have the law degree and stuff like that, but still unqualified. But I'm gonna, like I said, it's definitely corruption going on in King County Family Courthouse because they're all in house and they're pretty much not trying to do anything. The Attorney General also, because I've notified the Attorney General of every single thing that has been transpiring. And you think I have heard anything back from the Attorney General's office? Not a word. Not a word. Now, John Carney is the new governor-elect. Now, his office contacted me pertaining to my daughter's case. But they're saying they can't do anything as well either. So what was your purpose of calling me? To make me even more upset? Because you're calling and telling me that pretty much you can't do anything? I mean, can anybody do anything? It seems like don't nobody want to do anything. I'm not even so sure that they tell them the truth with that whole I can't do anything because such and such. You're going to be the governor of Delaware. And if that's the case, these agencies are ran under you. What in the world is going on? I don't get that. Like I said, corruption at its best, even with the new governor-elect John Carney coming in with his workers already lying for him, just like the other one did, Drew Slater. He lied. He said that Lydia Prigg would be able to stop the nomination, to set aside the nomination, since she is the Board of Commission's director. Straight lie, because John Carney's assistant stated that Lydia Prigg could not do such. She could not stop the nomination. So who is telling the truth? That's what I want to know. Because it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. None. And, I mean, Patricia Blevins, she was the former House of Senate. She was the former House of Senate president, excuse me. And she's no longer there because the 14 senators, the same 14 senators that she would tell information from when myself and Gilchrist, other clients, went to Legislative Hall, she sent a nasty email out back to me stating that stop writing, the vote stops there with her, and move on. Now, how can you send a mother that type of email after she's asking you for help, okay? Asking for help and letting you know what situations were going, what's going on with Ms. Gilchrist, our client, period. This woman sent a two-line message talking about some move on pretty much at the end. That's what stuck in my head, move on, like get over it, it happened, keep it moving. That's how I feel like she must not have no kids. Because you could not have, that woman has no empathy whatsoever. But the 14 other senators, they seen right through that foolishness, and they did not vote her back in. After 26 years, she has never been beaten, and she has, I mean, any, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's all I can say. Now, Well. You know I got to talk about what's going on in this world. I was looking online today, and I seen such a disturbing video and post. It was about a young man in Berlin who kicked a woman that was just walking, minding her own business down the subway steps. Now, that's why I always tell my children, when you go out this house, you make sure you be on your P's and your Q's. You always make sure you watch your surroundings. Don't just walk straight and don't pay attention. You cannot just walk without paying attention. But, I mean, this woman, he just kicked her right in the back of her back, and she fell down those flight of stairs in the subway. I was so appalled. I was just like, what? And then his friends, they pick up a beer bottle or something that he had that the man who kicked their head and just kept on walking. Like, people are sick. People are crazy. That's why you have to be careful when you're out there. You know it's Christmas time, so be extra, extra careful. Please be extra careful. I can't stress it enough. That's the last thing I want is for something to happen to empty ones because they weren't extra careful. I know you're going to the car with your bags and stuff like that, but make sure you get your keys out before you get outside the mall, okay? And even if you do get out there, make sure you get that car alarm beeping so you can know exactly where it's at so you don't have to be roaming all over. We have what they have, a heroin epidemic, so that makes these people feel as though they're invincible. When I said these people, I mean whoever is using it makes them feel invincible, I guess, as they say, and they just do whatever to get that money. But I don't know. Our president elect is shaking up some things, This man. Now, on that one, but he uses some words, and I said I have to look these words up because I think he might be making up his own words. Bad, I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one. But Trump, I mean, he said he feels as though he's intelligent, so he doesn't have to be briefed every single day on what's going on. How do y'all feel? Send me your comments. Send me your comments or your feedback to that question, because that's a very interesting question. How do y'all feel about Trump stating that he does not have to be briefed by the CIA on things that are transpiring? Because that's pretty much what he's doing. I would think he would be trying to make a some type of relationship with these people. But, you know, Trump is Trump. He's going to do whatever the hell. Excuse me, friends. He's going to do whatever the world. God said it right. Whatever the hell he wants to do. He's going to do whatever it is he wants to do and how he wants to do it. That man been breaking rules since he started campaigning. He is not going to stop now. And even when it comes to him dissolving his money and stuff like that, that's fine. He can do all of that. But at the same time, that man still going to make some money, him and the rest of them people up in there. Because they give up all that money to do what? To not make money? I don't think so. They about to get filthy, stinking rich off the United States of America. And how they do it, they're going to be so slick, people ain't even going to know what hit them. But remember, you heard it right here. I don't have much time left. I have a couple minutes, 5 minutes of info. I'm just going to sit there and You're lucky I couldn't sing, because if I could sing, I'd sing y'all a song. Oh, my. But just remember to show love, you know, because you never know what someone is going through. Be kind to others. Just show love, show that humility, be kind to others. Just like they said, what would Jesus do? You know what I mean? Because you definitely got a lot of people that got things going on, and, you know, and stuff just, But one thing I must say is be grateful for good times and keep the faith during the bad times. Stay positive when life gives you a reason to be negative, because life can definitely give us a lot of reasons to be negative, especially the trials and tribulations that we go through. But even in those negative times that we're going through, still keep that positive attitude, because that positive attitude is what's going to get you through. Negative attitude is not going to get you through at all. It's just going to bring you down and hurt you even more. So just be grateful. Please be grateful for the good times that you are allowed, to have. And then during the bad times, just keep the faith. Got to keep the faith. Very important. And please, I hear this so much. People gotta start living lives to be true to themselves, not the ones that they're expected. Because sometimes as parents, we push our kids to do things that they don't even want to do. Point blank. So you got a bunch of grown ups running around here in different positions and fields, and this is not something that they love. This is not what they want to do. It's just because it was either forced on them, or they had to do this, they had to do that. Because you know, sometimes we have our own little religions with our kids, like, oh yeah, they're gonna do this and be this type of way. Doing what you're doing, but at the same time, definitely gotta live a life that's true to yourself and not one that's expected of you. Because a lot of times we got a lot of people who live in lives that's expected of them. They feel as though that, you know, this is what they're supposed to do. Nah. You can live life and still be true to yourself and still be happy as long as you're pursuing what you want to do, whatever your passion is, whatever God laid on your heart, that's what you do. But I ain't going to talk y'all head off. Like I said, I had a couple minutes left in this show. So with that said, I'm going to end this show. And y'all tune in same time each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Peace.